T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steve Parker wanted to check in this morning because this is normally when you hear him. I'm hoping sooner or later, Steve, we'll get you back on the air, except, you know, other than being a guest here on the program. Hey, how you doing, Steve?
Hey, you know something? My mornings wouldn't be the same without you, Ray. But I've got to tell you, I'm a believer. This radio.com, Ray, listening to you with radio.com on my Bose speakers, very cool.
You're scoring points, bud. It's a great feature because, you know, if you sit there and let's say we have an interview, you missed it for whatever reason, basically at the bottom of the screen, you can just swipe it back. And, you know, you go back to where we started from, as Maxine Nightingale once said. So, you know, it's working out just fine. Steve, you had a couple things you wanted to hit on.
I think what's cool is that it really, there's never a difference now between AM and FM or everything with the streaming out there and all that. And, you know, I've got family out in California. Sometimes I'll go to listen to San Francisco and stuff to see what they're doing. But it's cool. Hey, you know, you mentioned hardware stores. Is there ever anything more exciting right now than going into a hardware store?
No. I enjoyed it. I was a little taken aback yesterday because it's only two people at a time. I don't know if that's a mandate, but that's their policy. And so, yeah, you know, you kind of have the place to yourself. I mean, that's kind of cool. But
I went over to, Katz on Main Street in Glastonbury.
Oh, good one, good one.
Yeah, you know, Bob and his family over there, I think they still own it. You know, it's nice that they're still family-owned places like that and still got the Katz umbrella, you know, with the whole Ace thing. You know, it's awesome. So I'm walking around in there. I walked in, like you said, I had a bolt I needed. A guy couldn't have been nicer. He comes over. The place had so many things in it other than just hardware stuff. I said, I need some stuff for my laundry. They got it. I mean, it was like going to the old general store. Remember that?
Yeah, and a lot of those guys have been there forever.
Yeah, they couldn't be nicer. And the guy comes up and goes, Steve Parker, what's the IC? Oh, good to see you. There's just nice people in there. I really, really enjoyed it. But and you still got the squeaky floors, Ray, you know?
Yeah, I know. I love that. But, you know, seriously, I mean, they're if you're looking for people with experience, although I would say at the big box stores, a lot of those people are ex-contractors, so there is that. So they do have some skills. But I don't know. It's just more personal at a hardware store.
When somebody takes the time and you don't have to buy, you know, 14,000 screws because you only need 3.
Exactly.
The guy went through there and it was like a huge, it was like the Dewey Decimal System of screws and bolts. And a guy worked for like 20 minutes to match up just so he could have, you know, 8 bolts and nuts. It was terrific. Really good people over there. Hey, Ray, the reason I did want to call you this morning was because I just wanted to give people a quick heads up, because I get a lot of people asking about their pets right now. What about you? How's Lily doing?
She's fine. She's asleep on the couch.
Just like
on her little blanket, just passed out. You know, just kind of.
Well, you know, pet adoptions right now are through the ceiling, and we want to thank everybody. The Connecticut Humane Society, I've been up a volunteer there for a long time, and they really, really do want to thank people that are still coming out and supporting, and then people are asking what's going on, and it's tricky right now. We pretty much our volunteers, we've asked to stay out. Some of our volunteers are amazing foster families. They've taken animals home with them. We've got some employees that are working from home, and the people that are in there are doing a great job. Most of the pets that we have now are being fostered. We've actually closed Waterford and Westport locations. Everything's up in Newington, but you can't go in. You know, you have to call for an appointment and stuff. But most of them are being fostered. So if you want to, you can go online. And the few that are available online, it's great that they're there because they really, you know, you just got to call and make an appointment to see them. But there's only a few. But what we're doing right now, we got a new executive director up there, James Bias, which
Right. Again,
I'm on with you. You're going to love him.
I'd love to.
Ray, the guy has 11 children himself, Ray. He has 11 children. I said, you got an issue with this adoption thing, James? What's going on?
Yeah. Really, are they adopted or are they his? Well, they're his, but
four are his, and then the other seven or whatever are through. He has adopted them. He's adopted them from families that are just, you know, been unfortunately are just bad
what
family
a guy.
Yeah, he's really cool. But you know, when I was talking to him a little bit, and we just he mentioned working with all the other shelters and animal control officers. So when you go up to the Humane Society, cthumane.org now, if you don't see what you want, you can click to connect with animal control officers around the state. And you see there's so many animals that are still in, that are still in pounds around the state that they need homes.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. You know, we're trying to, you know, adoptions are through the ceiling right now. Everybody wants to be at home and training them and playing with them and walking them 12, 14 times a day.
Well, you know, you get you out of the house, you got a reason to do it. And, you know, it does. It kind of brightens things up a little bit, a pet does.
Well, I know it's funny. Yours is absolutely beautiful. And I have to admit, right now with everything going on, it is great to have that unconditional love, you know. And a lot of us really don't know what is going on or, you know, when we are going back. But the pets are digging it, man. You know, give me more belly rubs. This is terrific.
Well,
yeah,
I saw a meme online, I don't know, about a month ago or 2 months ago, and they had a picture of a dog. And, you know, a dog, it's part of your life. To your dog, you are its life, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah, you know something? I got to tell you, what a lot of people really don't realize is, you know, we started, I know I've said this before, but, you know, we started back in 1881 right here in Hartford. One woman,
really?
Gertrude O. Lewis, a Hartford High School girl, started the Connecticut Humane Society. We started rescuing women and children before we ever got into doing animals. And before there was a DCF, it was us until about 1960.
God,
but right now, it's still about bringing in animals that have been pretty much many people would give up on. You know, it could be a dog that, you know, one eye or one leg needs to be removed or something. We really do a lot of rehabilitation. We tell people that we rescue and then you adopt from us. But, oh, my gosh, you hear the stories. Or if you go to cthumane.org and just look at the stories there and what they've done and how they've helped so many animals that, you know, sometimes we have to quarantine animals, like all of us right now.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah, I laugh because when they have to quarantine an animal like a cat with an unknown, you know, wound or something, has to be in quarantine for 6 months. Quarantine is usually in one of the, you know, corporate offices upstairs on a desk. But but it really is really something when you hear the stories of what they do. So,
well,
I just want to let people know that the adoptions are up, but we're still there, and hopefully, you know, if you got the time, you can do it. What about you, Ray? Lily's doing okay. Is she acting different at all?
No. Well, yeah, because no, they, you know, kind of what I was saying there a moment ago. In a sense, in a way, you are your pet's life. I mean, you are, and they're certainly part of yours. And I think
one of the things I heard was I saw something on Facebook one time and it said it was just really touched me because, you know, when you have to say goodbye to a pet, in many cases it's tougher than when
that.
You have to, you know, lose a friend or a family member. I mean, that's what a pet is. And there was something about a close up of like this beautiful dog and said, I can't love you for the rest of your life. I won't live that long, but I can love you for the rest of mine. That's
interesting. Well played. No, that's excellent. And that's really cool.
And also, before I go, just if anybody ever does lose a pet and you say, I could never do that again, first of all, you had the heart to do it in the first place, and we can't thank you enough for that. But I will tell you, read A Dog's Last Will and Testament. Eugene O'Neill wrote it many years ago, and there's different forms of it on Facebook. But basically, it's what your dog, if your dog had a last will and testament, what your dog would want you to do. And it's, you know, filling that void, you know, give my collar, give my bowl to another dog. Continue the, you know, the stream of love, because it means a lot to them.
Well, I got to say, our last three dogs, Lily is also a shelter dog. But anyway, the other three that I had in Avon, they were all from the Humane Society. And it's actually, you know, it's pretty easy. The little paperwork, yeah, there's some expense. But nevertheless, you know, it's a great way to find a really nice, interesting dog.
Well, we thank you, Ray, and we thank everybody for all the support. And again, right now, people are still supporting us. It's those envelopes that come in every month with just a few dollars. People have been with us for generations, and we can't thank you enough because it's really, really tough right now. We've taken some big hits, like everybody has financially, and those envelopes still keep coming in. And, you know, we always thank our corporate folks, but it's these, you know, this, you look at an envelope, Ray, and it says, you know, in memory of Fluffy. And I know you got to go, but I'll tell you one quick story. As a board member, we call around and we thank people for what they're, you know, what they do. And I got this one guy on the phone and up in the, he says, oh, you know, my cat that I got from the Connecticut Humane Society won the best pet in Litchfield County. Got the prize for the best pet in Litchfield County. They had a contest at Stop and Shop. My cat won. And I'm going to put it on the mantle right next to my prize.
Oh.
And I looked at, I said to him, so what was your prize? He goes, the Nobel Peace Prize. I kid you not, the guy had gotten that from NASA. And had I read the little paragraph you're supposed to read before you call a donor, I would have known that.
Hey, by the way, just as we wrap it up, can people now adopt, or are you, by appointment, is there any way you can get a shelter pet?
Yeah, right now, if you go to cthumane.org, you'll see up there pets that are available for adoption. We have a few there at the shelter in Newington. A lot of them are being fostered out. But if you go there, you can see what's available right now for adoption. And if you don't see something there, you'll see a link that says click here. And that's where we'll connect you with our animal control officers, which we have a great relationship around the state. And you'll also see Pet Finder there. And we're just trying to help people that really want to find a pet. If we don't have them, we're more than happy to help you find a good one somewhere else. Whatever it takes, we just want to be able to share that love.
Well, it might break things up a little bit and get you out of the house, so that's kind of a nice thing. Hey, Steve, good talking to you, buddy. I hope sooner or later we get you back on.
Hey, great talking to you. I'm trying to, you know, I can, you know, I could stay there upstairs, you know, just I'll keep my distance. I know that ain't going to work. Thanks, Ray. I love you, man. Take care.
Thanks,
you're doing
Steve.
A great job.
Take care, bro.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.